Thank you, Madam Chair, and good morning. Warm welcome from the Secretariat. I just would like to run with you through the agenda very briefly to inform you also what are the relevant documents for the various agenda items. So obviously, we are starting with item three today, which is on the European Agreement on the Important International Combined Transport Lines and Related Installations. And we have the following documents. We have a document that actually contains the consolidated version of the AGTC that includes all the amendment proposals that have been reviewed by the working party, and that is contained in the document ECE Trans WP24/2020/2022-1. For the agenda item 3B on the amendment proposals, we have the amendment proposal from Lithuania that is included in document ECE Trans WP24/2022-2, as well as there is a addition to this document containing informal document number 7. We also have, or the Secretariat received, an amendment proposal from Denmark, which is contained in the document ECE Trans WP24/2022/17. Due to late submission of this document, it's only available in English, that official document. For the agenda item 3C on the implementation of AGTC, you remember we have been discussing at the last meeting the performance targets, and there is a document on performance targets which is included in the document ECE Trans WP24/2022-3. Moving over to agenda item 3D, which is on the core network, there we have a document ECE Trans WP24/2022-4. For the agenda 4, which is on the protocol on combined transport on inland waterways to AGTC, we have three documents that will be referred to or discussed under item 4C on the implementation, and these are documents ECE Trans WP24/2022-14, 2022-15, and 2022-16. We will then continue the Secretariat estimates that this will be after the lunch break with item 5 on policies and measures in support of intermodal transport. There, the document we have for the item 5B on national policy measures to promote intermodal transport. This is with relation to our discussion on the monitoring and implementation of the ECMT resolution. And that document is ECE Trans WP24/2022-5. For agenda item 6 on emerging issues in freight transport and logistics, you remember that we have been, we started looking into intermodal transport share, and we have a document to that end on included in ECE Trans WP24/2022-6. We also started discussing collaborative network, and to that end we have a document ECE Trans WP24/2022-7. We think that most possibly this is where we will get until the end of today. We will then continue most probably with still a couple of issues to cover under item 6E from tomorrow morning, or it will be under the item 6B on pan-European development in policies. Then under agenda item 7, code of practice for packing of cargo transport units. Here we have four documents. We have the description of the work of the group of experts of the informal pre-work to the group of experts on the CTU code that is contained in the document ECE Trans WP 24/2022-9. And then we have specific proposals that have been prepared in this informal pre-work that suggest modifications to the CTU code. And these modifications are included in documents ECE Trans WP 24/2022-10-12. We will then continue with activities of the United Nations Economic Commission for Europe Inland Transport Committee and its subsidiary bodies. Here we have document ECE Trans WP 24/2022-13 that addresses the issue of the rules of procedure for the Working Party 24. And also, as there was several requests from ITC directed to its working parties, including, of course, Working Party 24. There we have a document, which is an informal document number 3, that speaks about suggests possible ideas for contribution from Working Party 24 on this request from ITC. I suppose that the agenda item 8 will take us tomorrow until the lunch break, and then after lunch break we will continue with agenda item 9, which is about the elections of officers for 2023-2024. Here I would like to refer to informal document number 6, which contains the information that the Secretariat received on nominations for the chair and vice chair. And then the remaining items are item 10 on other business, item 11 on date and venue of the next meeting, and obviously item 12 on the summary of decisions under which we will be looking into the report from the current session. Thank you, Madam Chair.